We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Christine Hodge. She's the chairman of the Mempremega Community School, so welcome, Christine.
Thank you.
Mempremega Community School, let's give everybody a little bit of history about what this organization is.
Okay, well, the community school started in 2008. It was actually launched in 2008 with the help of CDEC.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a community effort to give the English people in the community something to bring them together, to give them something to work at together and become a community by itself. And so in 2008, we launched our, I should say it was launched in 2008. And the first semester, which was in the spring, they had three students. And my husband and I were two of the three students.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got involved the next semester, and we're going into our seventh semester right now, and it's going to be starting in March.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just thrilled because, you know, when we first started, we weren't sure how this was all going to work, and it's really come together well.
It has, yeah, definitely a need for it. Just wanted to mention that CDEC, that stands for Community Economic Development and Employability Committee.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so you're in the seventh semester now. Every year there's two semesters, one in the fall and the one in the spring?
That's right. We do it twice.
It's all volunteer-driven, too. The students, the teachers, the
yes,
board of directors,
the
everything.
Organizers, everybody, yeah.
Okay, that's really neat. And every year, every semester, you're offering different courses. Some stay the same. And everybody seems to be more than pleased, I guess.
Yes, and it's amazing how people in the community have stepped up and offered to do courses for us. At first, we weren't quite sure how it was going to work,
mm-hmm.
but it's going very well. We're offering 14 courses this semester.
Wow, 14 courses. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good. Well, some of the courses are back. Basket weaving with Mary Rowland. It's popular, too. English and French language courses, too. I would imagine they're very, very popular.
That's right.
A computer course, too. Now you have cooking a la Frenchie, and I probably should mention that this is a professional chef, too, I guess, Mr. Frenchie?
Yes, he is, yes.
Okay, and that's his name, Mr. Frenchie.
Yes, he's like Cher. He's Frenchie.
Okay, that's pretty interesting, too. You have yoga, and that's really good for people, too, yoga with music. And I think she has 20 years' experience, too.
Yes, that's right.
That's pretty neat. Money management and investment, travel planning. And that's something, too, to be aware of, travel planning, because a lot of people going on trips, and you have to really know, how to plan it.
We have a professional travel consultant and tour guide doing that. So.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Good. And line dancing, also very popular. Parenting tips, definitely something that everybody with children could use. And you don't have to have a degree to teach the courses, right?
No, not at all. Just a passion or an interest in something and willing to do it for us.
Okay, good. So if you have a passion and interest, you basically get in touch, I guess, by the website, too. You have a great website there.
Yes, we do, and it's up and ready to go. All our new courses are on it right now.
Excellent. It's www.magogclc.ca. Now, does the Magog, does that have to have a capital in it?
No, it's all lowercase.
Okay, so www.magogclc.ca, that's easy to remember. And there's even a section there if you're interested in giving a course, or you can email too, right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Good. Now, $10 a course, certainly can't go wrong with $10 a course. Now, if you're taking something such as basket weaving, you'll have to pay for the materials too, so that's understandable and common sense too.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Now, registration is?
Our registration night is March 16th,
mm-hmm.
from 6:30 till 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And then after that, the first night of class is the next Wednesday, which is the 23rd of March.
Mm-hmm.
And we go the next six Wednesday nights from 6:30 till 8 o'clock. It's an hour and a half each Wednesday night.
Okay, an hour and a half. That's pretty good because usually a course is like once a week or 3 hours, so only an hour and a half. $10?
Well, people usually bring cash.
Okay, so cash, definitely. Well, only $10. School is Princess Elizabeth, where
that's
you sign
right.
up, elementary school. And where exactly is that in Magog?
We're on Bellevue Street.
Okay,
in
Bellevue
Magog.
Street.
So if you're coming into Magog and you see the McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
you turn left at McDonald's, and we're on the right side of the Y in the road. It's
okay.
just up the road from there.
That sounds good. Now, you've had an interest in this for the last 3 years, and interestingly enough, there was a course that was beekeeping, and you and your husband took the course?
Yes, we did, actually. It was our neighbor. We have a neighbor that has 14 hives in his yard, and we were kind of interested in how he was doing it all, and we asked him if he would give a beginner's beekeeping course at the community school, and he agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was about 13 students in the class. And from that, about four couples went into beekeeping. My husband and I right now have two hives ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and we've actually formed a group. We call ourselves the Hive Happenings,
mm-hmm.
and we get together once a month, and our instructor is still part of our group, and he tells us what to expect and what we're going to see coming, and it's great. And, you know, this all came about through community school, and we have found a new interest, and we make our own honey. And not only that, but we're helping the environment by all of us going into beekeeping.
Oh, that sounds really fascinating, and it's definitely become a passion of yours, I can tell.
Yes.
And that came about from the community school, so that's
yes,
pretty neat.
Yes, because I approached someone who was a beekeeper and asked him if he would teach a course in it.
Mm-hmm. And all the courses are in English?
Yes, they are.
Okay, except obviously...
Except the language
courses.
Yeah,
the language courses. Now, is there a limit for the number of people that can sign up per course?
We have a basic limit of about 20 per course.
Okay.
Because the teachers, most of them are not experienced teachers, and 20 is a fair-sized group.
Mm-hmm.
The only other course that's smaller is a basket-making course. It's 8 students.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the simple fact that the teacher can only handle 8 people when she's teaching you how to make a basket.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to take the basket course, you do need to sign up on the 16th, because then she will go and buy all the materials that you need.
Okay, good. Computer course is computer basics, so I guess somebody doesn't have to be too computer savvy to take that. And,
no, that's right. And that course will be tailored to the needs of the students depending on who comes.
Okay, that's good. So definitely no pressure. There's no exams or anything like that either?
There's no exams in any of our courses. They're just fun courses, and you walk away learning something.
That's excellent. Now, the people that take the courses, are you getting a lot of retired people? Or
I would say the average age is between 40 and 55, I would think.
Okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
We're hoping to get younger ones this semester because we do have the parent-teacher.
Mm-hmm.
course, and mm-hmm. That was a system that was developed by a retired teacher of over 40 years, and he's going to be teaching, he's not going to be doing it, we have an animator doing it,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to be teaching people parenting skills and how to promote independence and encourage character in their young children.
That sounds excellent. Definitely
mm-hmm.
Something for the parents out there, because every parent whose child is going to school, there's always some little problem that, you know, you'd like to have addressed.
Definitely, definitely. We've all been there.
Good. How do you get so many different people interested and so much experience? How do you get the teachers just...
Basically, we just talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We talk to everybody, anybody we know that does something, and ask them if they'd be willing to help. And we also get a lot of our instructors from our student base.
Okay.
People will come and take a course and really enjoy it and get a good idea what it's all about and come and say, gee, you know, I can teach a course. How about I do this? And so, I mean, it's working very well.
It is working. Definitely word of mouth and taking the courses and everything. Good. So that happens. You have to sign up on the 16th, and the courses start the following Wednesday. And they are from 6:30 to 8 p.m.?
That's right.
Okay. All the same time, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And as a bonus, after every course, people get coffee or tea and cookies, and that's free?
That's right. That's right. That's our social hour for the last 30 minutes.
Okay. And I suppose you'd welcome people that would bring their own mugs?
Yes. Yes, we do. We went green last semester
mm-hmm.
and decided to ask people to bring their own mugs so that we wouldn't be throwing too much extra garbage away.
Good. Well, that only makes sense, too. Good. Well, that sounds pretty interesting. And so far, do you have many people interested, many people signing up? Or?
Do you know, shortly after one semester ends, we automatically start having inquiries about the next one.
Good.
Well, so that always encourages us to keep going.
Definitely a sign of spring, too. I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good. Anything else you wanted to mention before we go, Christine?
No, I don't think so. I just would like to encourage people to take advantage of community school,
mm-hmm.
because we did start it for the community, so we do depend on you to help us keep it going. And I would like to thank CJMQ for encouraging us in our endeavor.
Oh, I think it's a great project, and thanks, Christine. Now, do you get a lot of people, too, other than from the Magog region?
Oh, yes, we've had people from Ayerscliff, North Hatley, Lenoxville. We've had them as far away as Richmond come and take our language course.
Okay, that's great. You must.
So, yes, when I say community, I mean the Memphremagog community,
mm-hmm.
or the Eastern Townships community, not just Magog.
Mm-hmm. That's
Anybody's
certainly
welcome.
A great place, yeah. And for $10, you certainly, can't worry about your gas, because you're not going to get a $10 course anywhere else.
That's right.
Good. Well, that sounds really interesting, and certainly, wish you all the best in the courses.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Christine.